Hello, and thanks for listening to the seventh episode of our Talking Alexa podcast. I'm Jonathan Patricio, technical advisor and Alexa evangelist. I'm here with Joel Evans, Alexa champion, and one of the founding members of our global Alexa lab. Please say hello, Joel.
Hello, Jonathan.
Before we jump into today's topic, I wanted to give you a little more insight into why we started this podcast. Quite simply, we're big believers in the power of voice, and we want to share it with you. Each week or so, we'll be discussing the latest voice trends and use cases, highlighting the latest features and releases, and of course, answering any questions you may have about getting started with your voice in business. So please reach out if there's anything you'd like to know. So with that said, let's get started. This is our seventh episode. Last time, we covered part two of The Anatomy of a Skill, where we focused on our envisioning process and how you can shape your ideas into voice experiences. We advise the listeners to role play to get into the zone of understanding how conversational their dialogues feel. Today, we're going to discuss what drives complexity, and when it comes to design and building of these ideas, how much effort and time and money are you going to put into building them? So Joel, what's the approach that has worked for some of our clients?
Sure, Jonathan. I think this actually comes back to even before voice. And we always advise our clients, you know, kind of crawl, walk, run. And you don't necessarily need to start with the crawl, but at least if you think about crawling and then walking and running, it really helps to fully understand what's the scope, what's this look like from a timeline perspective, and as you mentioned, what's it going to cost to actually bring it to market. So I think in the case of voice, you can really think about different types of skills and how that starts to shape up how you're going to attack your problem or bring your experience to life. So there's, you know, a lot are out there as far as, you know, frequently asked questions or informational. So there's not a lot of dynamic elements if you're saying, Alexa, tell me about this, or Alexa, tell me about that. Whereas if you're going to do something more involved, where now you have more of a menu tree scenario like we did for Purina, or even for Nestle and some others, where you're now saying, you know, I'd like something for breakfast, or I'd like a dog that doesn't shed, or this, that, and the other. Now, obviously, you're going into more of a, I guess, more of a run that's not even a walk. So, you know, in summary, I know I just riffed a little bit, but the crawl being, okay, what's the information I actually want to get across, and how can I retrieve it and interact with it? And that, at that point, is any user sort of initiating the conversation. Doesn't need to know anything about the user, very basic stuff, to then going into more complex stuff like, you know, where it could actually do what's known as account linking in Alexa land, where now you have to actually know the identity of the person, and then you can trigger different responses based on the identity, as well as more complex integrations into backend systems from, you know, for more informational purposes or even for some transactional purposes. Well,
yeah.
What about you?
No, that's great. And you know, I think it's worth pointing out as well that even though you might do something in this so-called crawl phase, it doesn't mean to say that that can't be, you know, really compelling. I mean, the content, for example, that you're delivering could be very useful. And, you know, the great beauty of Alexa is that she's accessible from, you know, pretty much everywhere. And so being able to gain access to great content and having that great content, it means that, you know, the crawl phase is still lets you land and expand on a particular skill indication name, get your brand, you know, known, and sort of deliver information in a much more frictionless way. But going back to your point, Joel, about account linking, it usually is a bit more involved because the difference is between sort of informational type skills that deliver content versus potentially more transactional or perhaps even personalized. So if you do account linking, you're actually tying the Alexa voice session with potentially a different account. And that different account and the tie between the voice and the other account. So it might be, for example, you know, we all know the Uber, you know, if you actually log in there, you're then going to be able to say, you know, order an Uber and it'll come to your home. It knows where your home already is. So that tie together is a bit more transactional. You know, you have to be thinking more carefully about what happens if you cancel something. You know, can you sort of, if you're midstream and you've initiated some sort of a transaction that relates to another account, you know, have you properly thought through cancellation of it? There's also availability of services. So, you know, of course, if you've done account linking, then you also have to make sure that those backend endpoints are going to be always available. So those are some of the things we think about carefully when we're trying to figure out, you know, the identity, personalization, connecting, sort of, you know, having real-time availability of endpoints to make sure that the skill can be, you know, incredibly responsive and come back with an answer, you know, very quickly, versus the ones where you can craft a lot of content, stage that content, and have the skill, you know, easily, you know, disseminate that. That's an easier thing to do.
Right. And I think, you know, we mentioned our envisioning process in the last podcast, but as part of the end of our envisioning process, we'll create a POC so that people can start feeling like what's this experience going to be all about. And I think to your point, at that point, we could do a lot of simulating, right? Without doing the account linking, we could simulate what that experience is going to be and then decide on what level of complexity we actually want to go live with from there. You know, it makes me think also, might as well talk about something a little bit topical. Alexa now supports skills that are aimed for kids, age 13 and under. And as part of that, as we had talked about, there's sort of the account linking or the complexity associated with integrating into different backends. But I think there's also something that we need to start thinking about more, which is how rich is the experience going to be, right? Yeah. So Alexa can take the text, Alexa can speak it. But what about now incorporating, you know, audio feeds, audio playback, and even making that part of a dynamic flow? Because now you're creating a richer experience with, you know, with rich media. Obviously, in a Dot and Echo and traditional Alexa scenario, you're doing audio only, but now you've also got, you know, the Echo Show, or like we had shown with our Nestle stuff, we've got the visual guide. So I think that factors as well into the crawl, walk, run, especially since now you have to actually produce real content and not just type some words that Alexa can speak.
Yeah, and I think there's another interesting aspect of, you know, going from the crawl to the walk to the run too. As you get further towards a run, of course, you're expanding capabilities and you're adding richness and personalization to it. You know, there's another aspect too, which is as you start to do things like account linking, you're more able to have more of a seamless experience across voice and across other interfaces. So, you know, if you imagine, for example, you have a mobile app as well as a chatbot, as well as some sort of an online presence. If you don't do account linking, then of course you're creating a voice experience, which is still great, but you're less able to tie it to the other touch points. And of course, the real thing that all companies are striving for is for you to be able to walk through those digital touch points across digital, you know, alternative digital access. So for example, voice and mobile, and have the same experience and know where you are regardless of which of those you're using. And that certainly adds that complexity, and it takes a lot more thinking of that user journey, you know, and thinking through what makes most sense and when do you sync and cache information and when do you read it back.
Yeah, no, all really awesome points. And again, I think they all sort of fit together, right? Because are you a brand and you want to make sure you're out there on voice and what does your experience look like, versus are you a brand that wants to hit voice and do something transactional? Like US Bank is one that we worked on recently. Jonathan, you even more than I, but that's a perfect example of, it could have been informational, but they wanted to come out of the gate at this point offering, you know, full service to their users. And, you know, what, there's a lot of complexity that comes with that, but in the end, the payoff is worth it.
Yeah. And of course, it may well be that, you know, while it sounds like we're saying that you must start with crawl, you know, there are sometimes good reasons why you have to start with something more advanced. I mean, you might want to, you know, raise that bar, be ahead of the competitors in your space. And so it might just necessitate an approach. And then, you know, just that would drive that complexity up a little bit. And you should probably expect to spend more time in really, you know, figuring out what is that MVP and, you know, that timeline to get to that point. So it's sort of like don't bite off more than you can chew, but bite off enough so that you're actually going to be entering the market in a competitive way. I think, you know, think about those other use cases that let you set up your presence in voice and then, you know, quickly expand thereafter, you know, giving yourselves time to think of a product roadmap and a follow-on release, and not that you just generated one MVP and you're done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think we've talked about, you know, the crawl, walk, run and figuring out what it is we're going to, you know, bring to market. So I'll turn it on you a little bit, even though you kicked off the podcast, Jonathan. So what about sort of the design and build? We've talked about the envisioning. Now let's move to design and build. Like, how do I actually start getting this thing going?
Well, that's you know, it's been interesting compared to, say, other types of projects that we find voice is highly agile. So, you know, we would make sure that the initial ideas, we'd start fleshing out the voice user interface design. Often these experiences do have a bit of a visual element. They're sort of voice plus, so they begin with voice, but they also have either companion cards, or if they're Echo Show type work, then there's some design of some screens. So, you know, we'd start off, you know, pretty much centered in user user design. At the same time, we would start, you know, setting up and spinning up, you know, development environments, and then, you know, have weekly sprints, which, you know, essentially take the detailed design, and, you know, we have showcases throughout those sprints where we can kind of, you know, both test, and there are points in there where you can actually, you know, get some scrutiny on what's been built, and be highly agile. So, you know, what you may think you're going to do at the end of that detailed design phase, which might be, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4 weeks, depending on, you know, how complex the skill is, may end up being different, or you may end up realizing that there's a different direction. And I think you're continually doing that role playing. You're continually, you know, testing what you've built as you go, and you know, realigning with stakeholders across all the business stakeholders that you've initially had the discussions with during that envisioning workshop.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. The really cool thing is, it's true agile. I mean, you can come up with a quick voice script. You can break it off. You can break off the different limb, the different branch, so to speak, of your of the skill that you're designing, and just test that part, get feedback, and do some really quick iteration. So awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think next week we should, you know, maybe go on and talk a bit more about the submission, publishing, and launch, and also that extremely important thinking about life after launch. You know, how do you continue to take what you've started and, you know, gradually evolve it and broaden it and enrich it? So we will talk about that, you know, next time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that I think we didn't really hit on this one, but I'll make sure that people understand, like, no idea is too crazy. You'd be amazed at what's coming in the roadmap. And a lot of times we've, as we mentioned in previous podcasts, we've influenced the roadmap. So as you really think about your skill, again, the usual homework, right? As you really think about your skill, think about endless possibilities, and think across all different mediums, not just voice, because that's where really you can just have a whole lot of fun.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Joel. And, you know, as always, you can call us and we'll help you think whatever it is you're thinking about through. We've just recently added a on our Alexa page, which is mobiquityinc.com, Alexa. If you go down to the episodes, now you can listen to prior episodes without having to fill out this form that, you know, is for just the latest only. But you can also reach out if you have a question, or if you want to suggest a topic for some episode, you know, just click on that reach out link and let us know. We'd love to hear your questions and the topics that you find challenging, and add those to our list of things to talk about. So with that, thank you so much, Joel. And to you all out there, thank you so much for listening.